Hi, everybody. This is Pat Powers along with Jeff Sands, and we are live from Sully, Iowa, to bring you all the action of Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket football. Tonight, the Rockets are playing the Linville Sully Hawks on the Hawks home field in Sully, Iowa. A beautiful evening tonight. Temperatures in the low 90s. As we were coming up the road tonight, it was one of those types of deals where it wasn't as hot as last week, but it certainly is pretty warm yet all the same. And Coach Sands, it's nice that we can talk about a football game last week in which the Rockets were able to come out on top.
Yeah, it is nice to get a victory in that first game of the season, but not exactly kind of win we wanted. But, you know, it's good to get a win, and hopefully the boys will get some confidence out of that and get things going here tonight against Linville Sully.
The tail of the tape last week, the Rockets gave up a 70-yard touchdown on the opening play to the Pleasantville Trojans, but they were able to overcome that and come up with a couple of touchdowns in the first half, actually three touchdowns, to take a 21-7 lead at halftime. That score would stay the same into the third quarter, into the fourth quarter. And the Pleasantville Trojans made a bid for a run at it. They scored a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter, the last one with about less than 2 minutes on the clock. And that put the game into overtime for the Rockets.
Yeah, the Rockets offense looked a little sluggish there towards the in the second half. They came out, scored the touchdown there in the first quarter, ended up 7-7, then put up a couple scores in the second quarter. One of those might have been off a interception return by the defense, but then in the second half, Pleasantville did a nice job of holding our offense off the board to get back into that ball game and send it into overtime.
The Rockets were able to defer in that overtime. They took the defensive side of the ball, and on the first play from scrimmage for Pleasantville, their quarterback, Fausch, ran around a little bit too much, and he threw an ill-advised pass in the end zone and was picked off by Jevin Jensen to turn the ball back over to the Rockets after one play. That would set up the Rocket offense at the 10-yard line, and then made short work in the overtime, Coach Sands.
We did a nice job in the overtime there. He said one offensive play by Pleasantville. Jevin Jensen did a good job of taking care of that. Offensively, we just stepped up and ran the ball right at him. Got down to the 1 yard line, up a good hard run. Then Dylan Pigley took it in from there.
Yeah, Hunter Johnson was the one that carried the mail for the Rockets. Hunter Johnson was the one that carried the ball for the Rockets, and he took it in for the score. And so that's how the Rockets were able to take the victory. It was kind of marred because of the 21 penalties that the Rockets had in the ball game, a high number of penalties that kind of threw off the momentum from time to time with false starts and delay of the game penalties. They also had a lot of infractions for personal fouls and unsportsmanlike conduct that didn't help matters at all. But they were able to overcome it, and, you know, a win's a win, Coach Sands, and we're looking at week two here at the Linville Sully.
Yeah, 21 penalties is a lot of penalties for two teams, but to have 21 penalties on one team in one game, there's just a lot of mental mistakes going on there. Hopefully Coach Keller's got things together with the boys in practice this week, and they'll take care of that tonight.
Rockets are wearing their road jerseys. They got the solid black pants. They got the white jerseys with the black numerals, with the black hats, with the EBF Rockets slogan on the side. Linville Sully comes out with their powdered blue, baby blue jerseys with white numerals. They've got dark blue pants, and they've got the baby blue or light blue helmets. And those helmets have numbers on either side, kind of like the old San Diego Chargers back in the day had their numbers and numerals on the side there. Beautiful evening tonight, clear skies for the most part. Not a bad crowd across the way for Sully for the Rockets. The Rocket faithful has come out and traveled north to Sully, Iowa to watch this ball game here. We're just about set for the kick for the second ball game. Rockets at 1-0, the Hawks at 0-1. Last week they lost to Pellet Christian 17-12 in a hard-fought contest. And Coach Sands and I talked a lot about that scrimmage that we had with Pellet Christian and how well we did against the Eagles up there in that scrimmage. So hopefully that momentum will carry over to this, but we got to get past those penalties.
Yeah, we're hoping the boys are coming ready to play tonight. Last week against Pleasantville, they were, I think, a little overconfident coming into the beginning of that game after blowing those guys out the last couple of years. They went up there thinking we're going to get these guys up 35 points, get a continuous clock going. But after that showing last week, I think this week they're going to be ready to go from the get-go.
All right. It looks like the Rockets will be kicking off to start this ball game. The Hawks will be taking over. And we are roving the sidelines tonight. Hopefully our technical equipment will keep up. The press box across the way is built for a couple of big guys, and that is it. They don't have any other room over there. And we're going to be pacing the sideline here in Sully, Iowa, for the start of this ball game.
Yeah, that's the true meaning of press box. That thing is, I'm not sure I could fit in there by myself.
All right. The opening kick is just about ready to go. You can text me at 641-660-7764. Louis Winkleman tees it up, and it comes out here to the Hawks. They try the right side. He's got some running room, but now he goes down. Good job, Dalton Brown, on the stop, as well as Blake Maroff. And the Hawks will have it first and 10 at about the 40-yard line, it looks like.
Well, even though we're not up in the press box, at least we're a little elevated here on the track, so we can kind of see over top of all the football boys to see a little bit what's going on out there.
All right. Hawks come out with their quarterback under center. He's got split backs behind him. I formation, give it to the second guy. Right up the gut he goes. And he's hit hard, but he's driven into the secondary. Good gain on the play for the Hawks. Number 40 was the ball carrier. That was Sampson. And that'll bring up about a second down and about four. That'll make it two.
Yeah, nothing tricky about that play. Just hard nose right up the gut running.
Seeing how the interior line goes. Remember, the Rockets have that 3-4 flex defense. All right. Quarterback drops back to pass. He throws it deep down the field and overshoots his man. He had a guy open here, number 7 for the Hawks, Cunningham. He had a step on the defender, but he overshot him by about a yard.
Yeah, we don't know if it was a little double move there, but our guy that was guarding him up in the middle just kind of got ran by. And that throw was on the target. That was going for six.
They might have watched the film from last week. That's the same exact play Rockets got burned on late in the game to tie the score 21. They try the right side of the line this time, and he gets enough yardage for the first down. Hawks with the first down of the night via the run. And Rockets are going to be tested tonight on the ground, Coach.
Yeah, we need to step up and kind of show what's up there in the box.
All right, quarterback under center. Drops back. Quick throw over here on the right side. It was a lateral. Nope, they rule it an incomplete pass. They're not afraid to throw the ball, that's for sure. Looks like 13 was Dunsberg in the quarterback.
Yeah, that was just kind of a toss out of the flat to the back of the backfield, but both throws so far have been a little overthrown.
Okay, well, we'll take it. Second down and 10. Let's see if the Rocket line can hold up here. Backs are split behind him. First guy through. Nope, the quarterback has it over on the right side, and he's got some yardage. He's still on his feet across the way. He gets into Rocket territory at the 45-yard line. nice deceptive play by the Hawks there.
Yeah, Dunsberger looked like he carried it for a little ways, but then once he got into that defensive backfield, he pitched it out to Sampson. Sampson ended up carrying it for another 10 yards after he got the ball.
He showed some speed for sure. All right, here comes Sully in Rocket territory at the 45. Back split behind the quarterback under center. There's the snap. It's a cross butt this way. 27 with the ball carry. Nice job by Wurstad. He was able to battle off his block, but not before the runner was able to get at least 6 or 7 yards on that first down run.
Well, there's another generous spot, but like I said, I thought he had at least 5 yards, but they gave him almost 7.
Yes, they did. All right, here we go. Second and 3 from the, 38 or 9 yard line of the Rockets. Oh, there was movement on the line. Yes, they'll call it. There's a penalty on the Hawks. That's their first one. That'll be a 5 yard variety. And last week, that was the bugaboo for both teams. Rockets had it throughout the entire game. Pleasantville did pretty good in the first half, and then they shot themselves in the foot in the second half a lot.
Yeah, the dead ball penalties, false starts, delay games, any of those kind of mental mistakes are going to eat you up if you keep having too many of those.
All right. Here comes the Hawks to the line. Under center. Snap on the first count. Throws back to pass. Over on the far sideline. Incomplete again. Looked like he overshot his man. He didn't give himself a whole lot of area to make that ball drop in.
No, that's a tight route down that far sideline. Like I said, it was overthrown again. Looks like he's having a little bit of trouble finding the rhythm of his receivers.
All right, here's a big 3rd and 9 coming up for the Rocket defense. It'd be great to get a stop here. Play your assignments. Get the ball back here. It probably is 4 down territory, you would suspect, but just the same, let's get a stop. Underneath center is the quarterback. Baxter split behind him. He's got a man wide left, one over on the right side. There's Stampy. Drops back the pass. Fires it over the middle. There's a man open just off of his fingertips, and that was the closest pass he's had all night, and he would have been streaking into the end zone if he caught that.
Yeah, another one right down the middle of the seam, right down the middle of the field this time. That was Darren Hofer. Ran a nice route up the middle, and Dunsberger made a pretty nice throw, but just a little bit too far. Hofer was able to get both hands on, but just couldn't keep a hold.
I hate to say it, but I think they scouted us. That was wide open down the middle. All right, Hawks are indeed in punt formation. A couple of guys back for the Rockets. There's the snap, the step and the kick. A high, lazy kick. Maroff watched it sail, and it took a crazy bounce, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 2 yard line. What a great job by the punter. He was able to make that ball go out of bounds. I'm laughing because
I don't want you to trip on my leash.
I stepped on the cord of Coach Sands there on his headpiece. Just about tore off his ear.
I feel like your little kid dragging you around the mall on my leash.
All right. Rockets have it, and it's about at the 8 yard line here. 1st and 10. Let's see what they do. Pixley brings him up. He's under center. He takes the snap, and he rolls it up the field, gets past the 10 to about the 12. Good job by Dylan Pixley on that first carry, and that was the best bread and butter last week, a lot for the Rockets. Pixley will take the snap and kind of just loop around that tackle spot to get as much yardage as he could.
Yeah, nice job of actually turning it up inside that time. Last week, a lot of our trouble we had was when guys would try to string it out too far to the sideline and not turn it upfield.
All right, there's a snap. They give it to the last guy through, number 80.
That's Cody Brown.
Cody Brown, yes, indeed. He lost about a yard. They'll bring up 3rd down and about 7 here in the early going. Rockets would like to get a couple of 1st downs here to keep the field position. Right now it's in the Hawks' favor as they got them deep in Rocket territory. Beautiful evening tonight. Nice crowd on hand, as I said earlier. Beautiful evening to play football. I mean, anything's better than less than 100 degrees. All right. Wurstad switches sides. Here comes Maroff onto this side now. Wurstad under center. Takes the snap. And gives it to Corey Archer. He got hit in the backfield. He kept moving his feet. He keeps moving his feet again, and he almost gets to the 1st down. I think he made it. Corey Archer. Holy cats, he was stopped in the backfield.
That was a great hard run by Archer as he kept his legs turning, spun out of a couple tackles, and drove up here, kept fighting second or two or three different efforts. Actually, he was enough to pick up a first down with another generous spot. As long as they're giving generous spots to both sides, I guess I'm not opposed to it.
That's the first down of the evening. Good job for the Rockets. And the head referee calls a automatic timeout for both sides to get a drink of water. We didn't even see that last week.
It was about 10 degrees warmer last week, and I don't remember one water timeout. These referees must not be in as good shape as the other guys were.
All right, Jeff Sands and Pat Powers live at Sully, Iowa. You can text us at 641-660-7764, and we'll give you a shout-out on the air. You're listening live on KIIC.3, all the scores, one station, KIIC Thunder Country. And if you haven't gotten the Thunderbolt app for your smartphone, you need to be downloading that. That's a free app, and that puppy is really nice. You can catch all the local scores. They got some weather action. And they also have college scores as well, if I'm not mistaken. It's a really nice app for your smartphone. You can also listen to us off of that smartphone if you have to download that Thunderbolt app. Bigsley, under center, takes the snap. He gives it to the second guy, Cody Brown. He gets past the line of scrimmage up to about the 21-yard line. Slow going for the Rockets here. On first down, they haven't had much help or much yardage on first.
Now that offensive line getting the pretty decent initial surge, but they're just not holding their blocks very long. And once the running back gets to the line of scrimmage, Linville Sully's going to do a nice job of coming off those blocks to make the tackle.
All right, second down and about eight. Rockets up to the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. Pigsley thought about pitching it, but he took it upfield, and he gets leveled and rolled back. Ooh, a hard hit by the initial interior defense of the Hawks from Lindell Sully. No gain whatsoever. He'll still be third down, a big third down at that, for the Rockets.
Not much happened there. That was kind of the same play as the first play of scrimmage. Particularly just kind of faked off tackle there and then rolled around and kept it himself. Like you said, once that he got that initial yard, it was backwards for about six.
Okay. Rockets up the line of scrimmage. Big play here. Let's see if Archer gets the call. He's in motion. Goes across the back foot, and there's a penalty flag. And the first penalty of the night. Let's see what they're going to call here, Coach Sands. Did you see anything? Dead ball. Offsides against the Hawks. Ooh, mercy.
I didn't think I saw any of our guys move, but I couldn't tell exactly what happened on this side.
Okay, well, we'll take that. That's a 5-yard penalty. That's the second one on Linville Sully here in the early going. Now it's third down and about three. Again, Archer in motion. Pigsley takes the snap, rolls to his left, and now he tucks it up the field, finds some room. He's going to be close to that first down yardage again. Boy, oh boy, it's going to be tight. They're taking a look at it. Nope, they already called fourth down. It's got to be about fourth and one. Big call here for Coach Keller. Looks like they're gonna send in the punting unit. It looks like they didn't even give him a chance to call. Looked like he was on his feet for a long time, and he didn't get the yardage.
Yep, he was driving over there, but there's just too many blue shirts over in that area pushing him backwards.
All right, Rockets indeed in punt formation. Different punter. Looks like Louis Winkleman in position to punt. There's the snap and the step of the kick. He gets it off. It's a wobbler. It's coming down. Corey Archer's down there to field it, and he's around to corral it. And we talked about that field position, Coach Sands, as, nothing hurt, no harm, no foul, as we're back to square one, about where the Hawks had it to begin with.
Yeah, this would be a good place for us to give them a three and out and get that field position turned around a little bit.
All right. The ball sits at about the 40-yard line, as a matter of fact, for the Hawks, as they will begin their second possession of the night. They started at the 40 before, and after that punt, they'll start at the 40 again. All right, Dunsbergen, under center, takes a look, takes the snap. First guy through again, and he's got some room. Boy, he's got some nice moves there in the interior line, and he was able to get some yardage. Oh, they're going to measure. Oops. Timeout Sully. That's a quick one.
I'm not sure exactly what happened there, why they wanted to call a timeout. Oh, they motioned the wrong way. That's a timeout. The Rockets.
Oh,
Coach Keller wants to get things squared away before we have any more of that happening.
All right. Of course, the Rockets are brought to you by Loeffler Dirtworks. Chad Loeffler of Eddyville with earth-moving equipment to take care of all your earth-moving needs. You have terrace that needs to be made, ponds that need to be taken care of. Loeffler Dirtworks there in Eddyville is there for you. They are supporting the Rockets tonight, as always. Loeffler Dirtworks in Eddyville. There's not a breath of air moving. We're right here on the field, and the flag is sitting still.
Not much happening.
Not too bad, though. I mean, we're not sweating like we were last week.
Nope.
I see you got the same outfit shirt-wise as last week. I got the same shirt on. Karma.
Yeah.
We bring our way for the Rockets.
I think this is like Friday attire. The business casual.
Yep. You got to like that. All right. Second down and two for the Hawks at the 49-yard line. He's got a man in motion. He hands off. Ooh, nice job by Dalton Brown. He met the running back in the backfield and took him down. Ball, the running back. Dalton Brown said, how do you do? I'm going to shake you down right now.
Yeah. Dalton Brown made him look like a rag doll that time as he came through the line and just kind of leveled him right there in his tracks.
All right. Good job. Third and five coming up now. A big third down for the Rocket defense. Backs are offset behind the quarterback under center. He takes the snap. He drops straight back. Fires it out in the flat. It's caught. He jukes a man, gets past another one, and he's ridden out of bounds across the way. He's going to be close to that first down yard marker. It is very close.
Yeah, it looks like they ran him out just a little bit short of the 50-yard mark on that far side, and it looks like the stick is just on the other side of the 50, so I think it's going to be a little bit short, but they're going to measure.
T.J. Cunningham made a couple of people miss across the way, and he was dead in the backfield. But he was able to shake and bake out of that, miss another guy, and get close to the yardage as they're going to check it out, take the strings out there, and get the chain gang some extra yardage for exercise.
Yeah, it looks like we had a defense pretty well. We had a defender out there in the flat on that pass, but one little move, and our defender was on the ground, and he was around him.
There's a good sign. Aaron Gordon coming in. He hasn't seen any action this year. Last week he was on the injured reserve list. And it must be fourth down. They're carrying a link. Looks like a good-sized bass. He's short there on the fourth down coming up.
I just hope there's not a missing link that would get that the first down there.
They wouldn't do that, then, would they? All right, fourth down. And the Hawks, we'll see what happens here. And they got a late play coming in. We'll see what happens. There's the play clock whistle. See, where were those guys last week? All right. You know good and well they're going to try to pull them off sides first. Let's see what happens. Fourth down and an inch from the 49. Man in motion. There's the snap. Quick pitch over here on the right side. And he gets stood up before he gets to the 50. I don't think he made it, Coach Tan.
I don't think so either, unless they get another one of those generous spots. He's still short of the 50-yard line.
Which foot does he have it on?
And by my calculation, they don't even measure it this time.
Down. Over on downs, indeed. The Rocket defense holds them at the midfield stripe. What a nice job by the defense there.
Yeah, a couple big plays that time. A good sack back there in the backfield, and then this stand on fourth down, get the momentum going in our direction.
That was the Cowboy, Dalton Brown, who made all the difference in the world right there. Rockets up to the line of scrimmage. Pigsley checks his backs behind him. Looks like Yeager's in the backfield. Pigsley takes it to the left, fires it back over the right side, and was knocked down by the linebacker. Not the best choice, you know, when you're running to your left and throwing back to the right, that's not a good deal.
Yeah, you run to the left and throw it right back in the middle of the field, there's going to be a lot of opposite color jersey is trailing that play in that direction, and looked like one of the five that were there got a hand on it.
Yeah, and it looked like he's about 6'2", as it is. So he put up his big paw, and he was able to swipe it down. All right, second and 10 from the 50-yard line. There's the snap. Pigsley, first man through. Decent yardage on first, on second down. Good job. Good job there. And it'll be third down coming up. Got about four on it. Going to make it third and 6. That's a doable down. The Rockets have had success. Let's see what happens if they can pick up their second first down of the night. Give us a holler at 641-660-7764. We'll give you a shout-out right here on KIIC.3. Thunder Country. There's the snap. Pigsley gives it to Brown, number 80, and he takes it up the field. It's going to be close to that marker. Indeed it is. It is short, but the momentum of the field is shifting a little bit here, Coach Sands. I got a feeling that Coach Keller wants to do a little roll of the dice and see what happens there.
It looks that way. Jaron Glosser's bringing them another play.
All right. Hard count, you think, maybe? Let's see. Okay, coming off late is Neighbor Yeager. Pigsley, under center, takes the snap, gives it to Corey Archer, left side. He's got the corner turned. Up the field he goes. Corey Archer with the first down.
I think we might be a little lucky that we didn't get called for a penalty. As we broke that huddle up the line, we had to have an extra player out there as Neighbor Yeager came running off for the snap. Nobody caught it, and luckily, we got a good run out of Archer for a first down.
Lucky indeed, my friend. Lucky indeed. The ball's all the way up to the 27-yard line of the Hawks, and the Rockets are threatening here in the first quarter. Pigsley, under center. Man in motion. Hits the pitch. It's Treg Van Dorn. He tries to make his way up and can't quite do it. A nice tackle on the play by the linebacker, number 23, Gall. Good job by him, and that'll a loss of about a yard or so. He couldn't quite find a seam to run it up the gut.
Yeah, it looked like he tried to turn it up a couple times and just couldn't quite make up his mind. Linville Sully did a nice job of pursuing this way and closing everything off.
All right, second and 12 now, 2:25 on that first quarter clock, no score here in the first quarter at Linville Sully High School. Rockets with the ball at the 30. Pigsley takes a look, takes the snap, drops back, looking, fires it across the middle, and it's incomplete. Knocked down by the safety, number 10, Dunsbergen. Oh, my, he's listed as a freshman. That's a pretty good play by a freshman there.
Yeah, initially it looked like worst of his open as he ran a post route across the middle. Pigsley was just a little bit late getting there, which gave the safety a chance to come in there and knock it down.
But that's the second time he's one to his left and thrown over the middle, and I would have thought that he would have had better options across the way with less traffic. Big third down here, third and 12 from the 30-yard line, 2:07 on the clock. Pigsley, under center, man in motion is Van Dorn. They take the snap. He rolls to his left. He's under trouble now. He tucks it under and tries to run, and away he goes. He's down. He's met in the backfield by number 40, Sampson. And he had the rush from the linebacker position.
I'm just not sure I'm understanding why we're rolling Dylan to the left every time. That's about the third or fourth time that we roll him to the left. Normally, with the right-handed thrower, you want to roll him out to the right side so he doesn't have to turn his body back around to make the throw.
That's a good point. Louis Winkleman, yes, Louis Winkleman in the punt formation, Maroff on the stinger position out here on this right side near us. There's the snap. Low snap, the step and the kick, a good boot, end over end. Nobody's going to get it, and it rolls into the end zone. Good job by Louis Winkleman, and there's no penalty flags, and the Hawks will have it first and 10 from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, at least we did a pretty good job of reversing that field a little bit, pushed Linville slowly back to make them go get them back in their back deep in their own territory.
I know Coach Keller would have liked to have gotten some points out of that deal, but that's the way it goes. With a buck 20, they're going to take that timeout here. Friday Night Lights, following tonight's game, join the Friday Night Clue for a locker room show from 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 FM and 106.9 FM. Coaches from area schools will discuss their games and what's coming up next week. That's the Locker Room Show live from 10 to midnight, following the broadcast only on 96.7 and 106.9. KIIC, Friday Night Lights, all the scores for one station, and we are so happy to be with KIIC one more time. Jeff Sands, along with Pat Powers, here bringing you the action of Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket Football live on KIIC.3. You can listen to that rebroadcast of us on Sunday night at 9 p.m., and we get a lot of feedback at the school about kids listening and seeing how we called the game and if we said their name. Sometimes we make them happy and sometimes we don't. All right. The referees gave them another water break. Isn't that nice of them? With a buck 20 on the clock, no score. Hawks have it first and 10 from the 20, and they run the guy right up the gut, number 40, Sampson. That's the third time on first down he's gotten the mail, Coach.
Yeah, Sampson's doing a nice job of getting through that line of scrimmage on first down. They're creating some good holes for there, and he's not getting really touched until he gets into that line of linebackers and got a good 6 yards on that carry.
Taking advantage of that 3-4 flex. We'll see what happens here. Second down and 4. First guy through, and he got hit. There's an Aaron Gordon that I know. Good job by him. Andrew Larkin as well, the old pink shoe boy himself. They tag teamed on that one.
Yeah, I thought I might have a little trouble this week now with Aaron Gordon back in there. He and Larkin both have the pink shoes on. It's going to be hard to tell, but Gordon's got the black gloves. Larkin's got the pink gloves.
Okay. All right. And one of them's 73 and the other one's 66.
I have a hard time with numbers.
All right. Third and 4. 21 seconds left in the first quarter. There's the snap. He runs an option right side. He's carrying it. He makes a guy miss, gets into the secondary. He's still on the loose. He pitched it late and all the way up to the 30-yard line will go the Hawks. He pitched it at the last second. A good job of execution by them as the clock ticks at 8 seconds. We'll see what happens here. The Hawks with their third first down on the evening and their deepest penetration here. They'll run one more play, 8.2 seconds in the first quarter. They split a couple of guys left over here on the side. Backs are split behind him. First guy through Sampson, and he gets stud up hard. Good job. Aaron Gordon making his presence again, and Larkin. Good job as the quarter will come to an end. And 0-0, Coach Sands, and I hate to say it's deja vu all over again, but we might be going into overtime. Of course, we got plenty of time to figure this thing out.
That's right. I don't want to be missing happy hour after the game. Don't be jinxing us by talking about OT already.
Download that free KIIC Thunderbolt app from your iTunes or Android store to get all the latest live scoring updates, live streams, and much more. Looking for a score? Simply click the Scores tab, and you'll see up-to-the-minute score updates from KIIC Friday Night Lights Studio. It's free, and it's easy. Remember, look for the KIIC Thunderbolt app for your smartphone. KIIC Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station. And Coach Sands and I, we both logged into that puppy last week, and we got it for free. It's pretty nice.
I saw one score already up there. If I can figure out how to get back to it. Pekin and Sigourney Kyota in the backyard brawl. Pekin's up 6-0 early in the first quarter.
You know good and well that that won't be the only score there in that backyard brawl. They look forward to that battle. Sigourney and Pekin, they call that a slobber knocker affair, don't they? I mean, they hit it hard and hit it good. That's for sure.
Yeah, two schools that have a long tradition of good football.
The Hawks have the ball, just like the first quarter. They start out the second quarter. Ball on the drops back to pass. He looks for a guy out here in the flat. It's caught right in front of us. Jensen drives him out of bounds. Good catch by the Hawks, Hopper. First down for them. First time via the pass.
Yeah, that was a nice out route that time by Hopper, and Dunsberger was able to lay that one on the money. And Jevin Jensen was able to track him down and run him out of bounds.
All right, here comes the Hawks. First and 10, there's the snap. They take it left side wide, and he is wrapped up for a loss. Good job by the defense there. Wurstha in on there, and the 34, Craig Van Dorn was able to read that and make the play as well.
Yeah, Dunsberger was rolling around the left side of that option again and pitched it out to Dahl. Dahl was met in the backfield by a bunch of white shirts.
All right, loss of 4, second and 14 for the Hawks here from the 38 or 9-yard line. Let's see how the defense reacts here. Under center, there's the snap. They got to roll over here to the right side, and he gets hit hard. He gets stood up. Good job by the Rockets. Number 23 hit him first for the Rockets.
Jaron Glosser.
Yes, Jaron Glosser made his presence felt. He had a whale of the game last week, Coach.
Hey, Jaron put a good hit on there, but Cody Brown did a nice job of fighting off the block of Hopper out here on that split end. He's able to turn and back up inside to let Glosser come in and make that hit.
All right. Third and 9. Big third down here. Let's see what happens. See if the Rockets can hold. And there's a whistle and an official's timeout for what? And they point to Linville Sellett kid, and he's got to go off the field. I don't even know what's the matter with him. And don't you have to bring in a kid? Yeah, there we go. So they're going to go ahead and bring in the next guy in, number 28, Zegers. And here we go now with third down, 10:32 on the clock. He drops straight to back to pass. Fires it deep downfield. Moroff in position. It's thrown up there, and it's caught by number 7, Cunningham. He just threw that one up for grabs, and Cunningham was able to come down with it.
Hey, Dunsberger underthrew that one by quite a bit. But Cunningham had enough of a height advantage on Moroff. Moroff didn't get back underneath to make a very good play on that. And he just out-jumped him.
Of course, last week, Moroff had 3 interceptions in the first half alone. Okay, ball on the ground. It's still loose. It's still loose, and the Rockets have it. The Rockets have it at the 9-yard line. A big turnover.
That's just the big break we've been looking for. They tried to run it right up the middle. I couldn't tell if it was a mishandled snap or a mishandled handoff, but balling it up on the ground, and we're going to take over inside the 10-yard line, about the 8, heading the other direction.
All right, a big play. The Rocket defense is able to come through with that. First and 10 from the 9. Bigsley takes the snap. Hands off to Cody Brown, and he got stood up as he got to the second secondary. Little hand on the face mask there at the end, but they didn't show the flag. Kind of funny what you can see when you're up close and personal.
Yeah, I didn't see that part, but all I saw was 3 white jerseys kind of standing up looking around while the blue jerseys were making a tackle. Those guys are in the secondary. They need to be putting the body on somebody.
Brown with 4 yards on first down, 2nd and 6. From the 11, now make it the 13. There's the snap. Hand off this way to Corey Archer. He turns it up and gets to the 15. It's going to be short, about 3 yards. Of course, Corey had a beautiful game last week. He had some really nice runs. We'll see what happens now.
That's a big play here. We need to get first down to get ourselves out of this deep hole and at least get the field position turned around.
Call them off sides, try to bark them off sides first, and then for a quick dough. What do you say?
I say we just get up there, strap the chin strap, and let them have it.
All right. Cody Brown, blitz is coming. Cody takes it over on the right side. He gets past the line of scrimmage. He's going to be close to that first down, if not for sure.
I think he's got it.
Cody Brown, good job.
Nice job of blocking on the far side that time, and Cody was able to get to the corner, did a good job of turning it upfield, and kept his legs moving just enough to get a first down.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Got out of that hole for now. Let's see if the Rockets can keep the momentum going here on offense. Bigsley with one guy behind him in motion to Cody Brown. They hand off to 23. That's Glosser, and he had a tough go. Barely made it past the 20.
About a half yard is all he's going to get on that one.
All right. In comes Van Dorn. Out goes Archer. In goes Neighbor Jaeger, and out goes Glosser. Jaeger with the play, gives it to Pixley.
He's me with the size of our guys on the line compared to their defensive line. We might be best off just going at it like the old Big Ten, the cloud of dust, and the 3 or 4 yards just straight at him.
All right, Pixley asking questions to Jaeger. In motion comes Van Dorn. There's the rollout to the left. He fires it deep. Oh, right through Van Dorn's hand. He would have had a first down, but he let him just a little bit too much.
Yeah, again, we got Pigsley coming over to his left side of the rollout. There wasn't much pressure this time. He put a pretty nice throw on it, but just a little too far out of the reach of Craig. Craig made a pretty good diving effort. He couldn't get his hands on it.
Clock stops at 7:46. It's going to bring up 3rd and 9. No score here. We sit in the second quarter, and we got another official's timeout.
Referees are thirsty again.
Well, you can't blame them. We haven't had a drink either for a while. All right, 106.9 FFM is Southern Iowa's home and away voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Tune in each and every Saturday for the Hawks on 106.9. Tomorrow, the Black and Gold take on the Missouri State Bears. Terry Allen and his crew will be coming in at Knick Stadium to tee it up. The Hawks 0-1 on the year after that heartbreaker to Northern Illinois. Broadcast time starts, as always, 2 hours before kickoff, so be sure to check out Gary Dolphin and Ed Kudelak on your station for the Hawks for Ottumwa and Southern Iowa, 106.9. Of course, Iowa State is idle. After their stunning loss to the Panthers last week, they had an opportunity to score touchdowns in the red zone twice. They settled for field goals. They came back to bite them. In that particular instance, they take a 0-1 record into their next week's game, the old Cy-Hawk rivalry, as Iowa invades Jack Trice Stadium in Ames next week. Here comes the Rockets up to the line. There's a snap. Pixley drops straight back. He's under pressure. And down he goes. Pixley couldn't quite pull the trigger in time, and he got sacked at the 15.
Couldn't tell for sure what we were trying to set up there. As many blue shirts came through, it was almost like we were trying to set up a screen pass. We had a couple running backs still in the backfield, so I'm not sure if the pass rush was just that strong or if we had a mix-up in the play.
Yeah, you know, earlier Coach Sands talked about the size of the line. You can really see the size that Sully has, and yeah, they are no bigger than what we have for linemen. There's the snap. Louis takes it. Left footer gets an end over end. It drives him back. Sampson, he picks it up on the bounce. Down there is Moff. He gets past him. He's still on his feet over here on the left side. Up the sideline he goes. And he made a pretty decent return. Somebody got a good blindsided lick on Dalton Brown on that particular run back.
Couple of them. Corey Archer was one of the first ones down the field, and he got picked off from the side. And then Dalton Brown again got picked off from the side. But no hankies on the ground. They must have been clean.
All right. The peel back block came back to check the Rockets. No score here in the second quarter. 6:53 left. And Dalton Brown is shaking the cobwebs out of his head here over there on the sideline. Let's see, ball, what did I say, 40-yard line we'll go with? That seems to be the yardage of choice. Here's the pass over here into the flat, and the Rockets are able to run to it on coverage pretty quickly. Nice job by them making sure Cunningham didn't get loose.
Hey, Corey was the first one there. He kind of overran a little bit, slipped his, was that Sampson that cut upfield?
Cunningham. Yeah, he's got some speed to burn. If he gets loose, it's going to be good night, Irene. All right, second and nine. He only gained one on that quick pass over in the flat. Dunsbergen brings him up to the line. He's got two guys over here, and we got a timeout, Sully, because they're not happy with the setup. And that's a good feeling. I think probably their first called timeout for the evening. This isn't the only game we're streaming live all over the world. KIIC also has several other games available on your digital or computer device. KIIC.1 shows Albia Blue Demons. KIIC.2 takes on Sheraton. KIIC is 3. That's Jeff Sands and I on Eddyville Station. KIIC.4 is Wayne of Corydon. The Quadro, I think, is what they call it. KIIC.5, Davis County Mustangs. KIIC.6, North Mahaska. They're on the road tonight. KIIC.7, that's the Pekin Panthers. KIIC.8, that's Sigourney. And KIIC.9, Indianola Indians. And that's quite a lineup, Coach, for all the ball games tonight.
Got a few more scores in here on the Thunderbolt.
Go ahead and read them off.
Down in Bussey, Twin Cedars leads Wayne 14-7 in the second quarter. Over in Wayland, Waco leads North Mahaska 6-0 in the first quarter. Pekin 6-0 still over Sigourney Kota now in the second quarter.
Dunsbergen throws it to Maroff. He's got number 4 over on the right side. Blake Maroff with 4 INTs on the young season.
Maybe I need to pay attention to the phone more often so I can see what's happening.
All right. Good job by Blake, and the ball is in hot territory. So good job by the defense again. That is 2 turnovers for the Hawks.
Yeah, if we can take advantage of some of these turnovers, that's going to be the key to this ball game.
No doubt. Rockets come up the line. Pigsley talking a little bit in the backfield. As he comes up to the line, it always worries me when the quarterback talks to the other players. Oh, my, he is hit in the backfield. Oh, my goodness gracious. Number 3, Meyer, came in untouched, and he was able to take down Dylan Pigsley, and Dylan is not a small fella.
Now, you never know exactly when the quarterback turns around to talk to the running backs, if he's asking questions or if he's giving them instructions, but
I think it
might not be quite right.
I think it might have been the question time that time. All right, 2nd and 15, loss of 5 on that mix-up play. And Pigsley's got a man in motion, hands straight off to Yeager. He's got some room across the middle. Good job by neighbor Yeager. He gets back to about the original line of scrimmage and then some. It'll be 3rd and about 8. Good job by Ty.
A little bit more I'd like to see, some of that one-on-one heads-up blocking, just running straight ahead. That time Yeager went off tackle to the right side for a good 7 or 8 yards. If we get that a little more often, I think we got a good shot.
Nothing wrong with that. You can't sneeze at that. All right, Rockets split a couple of guys to the right side. They got backs behind Dylan Pigsley. Offset. Look like blitz by the Hawks. Corey Archer takes it over on the right side. He's got some room. He's still on his feet. And he gets close to that first down yardage. Oh, my. Corey Archer with the dipsy-doo.
Pretty good run around the outside that time. They were able to seal it off to let Corey get the edge. He did get pretty good yards initially, but then broke a tackle. You know, it looks like it's going to be enough for a big first down.
Oh, big indeed. The ball sits at the 35 of the Hawks. Rockets with first 10. 4:40 on the clock. Lots of time here in the first quarter. In the first half, no score, 0-0. Linville Sully and Eddyville Blake versus Fremont. Pigsley takes the snap, hands off to Yeager, and there you go, Coach. You're getting your wish as he plows straight up the field. No left, no right, straight up the gut, and he gained a par 3 yards.
That may not be a math, but the 3 or 4 yards of a crack is going to be a pretty good deal if we only have to get 10.
I like the way you think. All right, this drive basically started on the 50-yard line after that INT. Oh, the ball's on the ground. Pigsley pitched it up, and he gets snowed under at the 50. Oh, mercy me, all that yardage that we gained, we lost in one fell swoop. I didn't know if he lost the handle or if the stamp was a little bad.
I think Dylan lost the handle on that one.
All right, never 50-yard line. It's third and about 16 facing the Rockets here. Well, you know, we've known Coach Keller for a few years. I'd like to think he'd like to get at least half of this back and then try for it on fourth down. All right, Pigsley sends them up. Under the center gun he goes, rolls back, fires it deep down the field. It's popped up by Moss. He's on the loose. It's in the zone. 4-5 with the score.
Yeah, nice throw that time by Dillon as they just had a straight drop back that time. He didn't roll out to his left. Got his shoulders turned. Blake had a couple steps on his man, and Dillon laid it right out there to him. Blake made a little adjustment. Nothing but green grass and white stripes down the sideline.
Good job, Tamaroff. He threw that off the back of his foot, and I thought that ball isn't even going to get anywhere close to him. He had plenty of air on that puppy. At the 308, mark the Rockets strike first here in this contest. They lead 6-0. Louis Winkleman on to try the PAT. Pigsley to be the holder. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, and it is way off. And the Rockets lead 6-0 here. And that kind of takes the air out of the sails just a skosh. But nevertheless, the kick is no good. You got to have some excitement, though, on that big pass from 50 yards out.
Yeah, that was a big momentum builder there for us. Now if we can get our defense back out there and get a good stop going into halftime, go in there with the lead, get the momentum build up.
Yeah, that's the key. You don't want to get sucked in on a sucker play now with this kickoff. 3:08 on the clock, you want to get some good kick coverage. You don't want to see a reverse run or anything like that. Stay in your lane type thing and see how things go. There's a beautiful sunset behind us, Coach. You got to take a peek at that. My goodness gracious, if you're listening in on KIIC.3, take a quick peek outside. See a beautiful sunset there. As Blake Maroff gets a rest here in front of us, the kickoff team is coming out.
I think I need to take some of the cheerleaders back to math class. They're back here doing the kicks. They count to 7.
Whoopsie. Only 6. Only 6 girls. All right, 6-0, the Rockets lead after that exciting pass play from Pigsley to Maroff. And Blake's got a couple of scores on the young season. One via the interception and now on the offensive side. When Winkleman steps it off, he'll be kicking with the left footer. He's kicking off from the near hash mark. He's got the guys ready. Here they come. And the step and the kick, he boots it. He kind of shanks it over the right side, and it's picked up. It bobbles a couple times. Corey Archer with the tackle. Nice job by the Rockets defense.
Hard to tell how close that is to the far sideline, but I'm not sure. I thought maybe he'd let it bounce to see if it roll out of bounds, but he picked it up and had a little trouble with it. Gave Corey Archer time to get right down there and stop him right in his tracks.
It kind of acted like a knuckleball as it got came out of there. You wouldn't think that he would have wanted to cut it across the field, but he sure did. But it worked out good for the Rockets.
These last two kicks look kind of like my 3-iron. I'm never sure quite where it's going to go.
Well, I went out golfing with the fam on Labor Day, and, yeah, there was one or two that was kind of wacky. We got an inside guy that's open here. Pitch. Ball is loose on the field. It's picked up by the Rockets. The Rockets have it. Another turnover by Lindell Sully.
That's a big momentum shift getting ready to come into halftime, turning over deep in their own territory. Looks like there was a bad pitch that time by Dunsbergen trying to get it to Cunningham. And once Cunningham missed the ball, we had a couple white shirts that had a beat on it before he had a chance to even get back to it.
Football is such a momentum swing game. The score just before the fumble now, the recovery by the Rockets at the 3. Let's see him punch it in here. Pigsley takes the snap. He rolls the right side. He hops over the pile, and he's close to the yardage marker there inside the 1 or so. Good job by Pigsley.
Yeah, kind of that play that Pigsley's been running a lot. Just that little belly option, faking it up the middle and turning it up inside the tackle. Got a couple, 3 yards that time. Looks like we got a couple to go for a touchdown. Oh, they got a mark on the 5.
I don't know what happened there. They marked it on the 3. I know he moved the pile, and now he's on the bye. Something's going on up there in the press box.
I didn't see for sure what yard line we started on.
All right. Jaeger in the backfield. There's the snap. And give it to Jaeger. He's got an opening. He's in for the zone. Ty Jaeger. Touchdown, Wildcats.
Some part of that straight-ahead run we talked about. Ty Jaeger coming off the left side this time. This guy's up front. Gave him good hold. Once Ty got through the line, there wasn't anybody that touched him. He just kind of tiptoed his way into the end zone.
You're exactly right. The closest distance between 2 points is the proverbial straight line, and Ty Jaeger was able to take that ball right up the gut. He's been the workhorse so far. Somebody we haven't seen carrying the pigskin yet, though, Hunter Johnson. I don't know if what the deal is there, but he hasn't seen the play yet.
Well, Hunter last night was standing in street clothes practice, and there he is on the sidelines in shorts and jersey, so it doesn't look like he'll be in. Not sure what happened.
Two-point try after is no good. Cody Brown tries to take it on the right side, and he got bulldogged down, but the Rockets hold a 12-0 lead with 2:13 on the clock, Coach Stan. You got to be giddy about that.
Yeah, just after scoring with 3:08, you talk about maybe just making a good defensive stand and holding the 6-0 lead going at halftime. The big turnover, and about 55 seconds later, turn around and putting it in the end zone again. That's a big momentum shift.
Ah, Christmas is coming early, and I like what I see. Oh, let's check out the counting.
Took them long.
Hey, they got her. They got her that time. Good job, girls. And I don't want to sound like Debbie Downer, but the Hawks seem to be in a little bit of an unhappy mode there. Their heads are down. They're walking slow out for the kick here. Let's send that defensive unit out there, Coach Geller, and get this kick taken care of. All right, Rockets break the huddle. Luke Welch, Craig Van Doren, Cody Brown, Blake Marov, Wurstak, then Big Wurst, the 31, Dalton Brown. Neighbor Jaeger out there as well, and the far side is Jevin Jensen. Louis Winkleman to tee it up here, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
all right.
Check the standings this week, but and that was pretty sure Linville started off ranked number 7. They just don't look like a team that's...
Nice kick by Winkleman, and just rolled out of bounds. It was the exact opposite of the last kick. His last kick knuckled over on the right side. This guy went on the left side, and it just barely trickled out of bounds to put a penalty on there. Let's see what Linville wants him to do. Probably take the ball into the way.
Take it at the 35.
Yeah, makes sense to me. All right, 12-0. Rockets lead here in the second quarter. 2:13 on the clock. Ball sits at the 35 indeed. Rocket defense. You'd like to think that they got a little spring in their step here. Come to play defense. Nothing deep. Nothing around the sides. Let's see what happens here. Now this time, Dunsbergen is talking to his backfield guys. We'll see if that adds up to some confusion. They give it to Sampson. He tries the left side. He's on his feet. He got a nice gain up to the 50-yard line for the Hawks.
Yeah, Sampson's done a nice job of carrying the ball whenever he's got it for these guys. I'm not sure why they're not giving it to him a little more. They don't list him as big as he looks out there on the field, only 165. He sure looks like a horse out there.
Yeah, he looks bigger than that for sure. That is their sixth first down of the night for the Hawks, and that gives them a little spark here. 2:06 on the clock. Straight back to pass. It's almost intercepted, thrown behind his receiver, and Cody Brown was right there for the INT.
Nice job by Cunningham that time as he was running that inside quick slant. Dunsbergen threw it behind him, but he was able to reverse his field just enough to knock that ball down. Otherwise, it was going right between Cody's numbers.
All right. Stops the clock at 2:03. Second down coming up. Just before halftime, Rockets lead 12-0. There's the snap. Quick pass over here on the side. Cody Brown with a nice defensive stop. He got him in the backfield on that short pass in the flat.
Yeah, he swing pass out to Esmond. Cody Brown did a nice job of fighting off the block of Cunningham. Looks like he must have got back in the line of scrimmage. I thought maybe he got him for a loss.
I would have swore that's that fancy footwork again over there by the referees. I would have swore he had a loss as well. 3rd and 10 with a 1:30 left on the clock. There's the snap. They roll to his right, pass back to the left. He's caught. He's on the loose, and now he's taken down. Nice pass, deceptive pass. They rolled one way and then looked back to the left. Number 84, Hopper, was the target, and they do indeed have a first down.
Yeah, nice throw and catch that time. Hopper made another good play.
There's a quick run up the middle, and they get another first down with a 1:10. They're all the way to the 22-yard line. Rocket defense kind of went to sleep, Coach Sands. And we got a timeout. That'll be the second timeout. Coach Keller says, hey, wait a minute. We got to be ready to play on this.
Yeah, it was kind of a tough call there. It was 1:13 left to go in the half. As soon as they set it and get the chains ready to go, the clock would start again. But after a big run like that, this far down on the 21-yard line, you want to make sure the defense is ready to go. We can't afford to give up any points right here.
That would be huge to get a stop. Rockets lead 12-0. They've scored a couple of touchdowns. The first score was a 50-yard pass from Pigsley to Moff at the 3:08 mark. And then, like Coach Sand said, about 53 or so seconds later, Ty Yeager took it in after a fumble pitch by the Hawks, gave the Rockets life at about the 5. They took it in at the 2:13 mark. Now, 1 minute later, the Hawks are sitting at the 21.5-yard line.
One thing that's kind of nice about being over here on the sideline, I can hear little Guns N' Roses on the far side. That's not blaring right in our ears if we're up there in the press box.
Yeah, last week I had the nightmares from Pleasantville, PA guy, barking in my ear. All right, here comes the Hawks, 1st and 10. There's the snap, pitch to the left side. Sampson has some room. He's still on his feet. He crosses the 15 to the 12-yard line. And I'll tell you what, he runs straight up. He's got to get hit low to bring him down. There's a whistle. And what do we got? Not sure. Oh, he's looking at the first down. It's not a first down, is it? It might be.
Are these guys from Sully? All I can see is they're stopping the clock to...
Yeah, makes you wonder.
Keep them from winding.
These guys aren't quite professionals.
I thought when they spotted it, it was going to be a first down. I was surprised when they didn't even call for a measurement to begin with.
Yep, well, here comes the chain gang, and whoa, don't move yet. All right, there they go. They're gonna take a peek, and I think he's probably got it by the nose of a football, but... not much. Coach Keller's yelling at the referee how much time went off, which wasn't a whole lot, and they stretched out indeed. It is a first down. So Rockets need to do some battling here as the Hawks have racked up 8 first downs. See if they can have a little fire in their belly type action and get a turnover here.
You say that seemed like a pretty long play for only 8 seconds, especially as long as it took them to decide that they're going to measure it.
Yep, and Coach Keller's got their attention. He said, listen, it was at 108. It ran 3 seconds off. He ran that many yards? Come on. Let's think about it a little bit. That's right. That's exactly right. And he's going to get an explanation from the side judge here. And he's got a legitimate beef because the clock was not moving. When it should have been. And before they called timeout, they let a lot of time go off of there before they stopped the indication of the clock. And, of course, he's going to get the runaround by the head judge and the side judge over here.
I think he's upset that the clock didn't run more time off.
Oh, exactly. There's no question that it should have been less than 105. The bad thing is the Hawks can huddle up now. They can get a different play in there, and of course, they, had a dead ball anyway. They can actually get a first down at the 1 yard line. Rockets lead 12 to nothing. And it would be nice to come into this first half with a shutout. Drake Menu is behind us. Yeah, it's been Drake for a long time. I'm surprised he's on the sidelines here. Itching to get in here, I'm sure. All right.
I'm sure Coach Keller wouldn't mind.
Okay, now the other guy says that they're going to fix the clock a little bit. I don't know.
Well, they're both standing right here.
Holy cow, they just can't quite make up their mind about what's going on. The referees have all talked, and he's going to yell over to the side something. I can't quite. He should be able to get his point across. I want to believe that he's telling them that there's less time.
Well, maybe he said 102. He might run another 2 or 3 seconds off, but
well,
I'd be surprised. I'm surprised if they ran any off at all, because it didn't look like any of them had any idea what was going on.
Well, the proverbial who's on first, what's on second, and who's on third. There's still the head referee is still across the way talking to the bench over there. There's been a long stoppage of play, Coach Stanton. There it goes to 102. You're exactly right. 102, and they start the clock. So 1 minute left. Here comes the Hawks. First and 10 from the 10-yard line. Handed off to Sampson. He tries the right side. He got set up, and down he goes at the 10. Who was that? Luke Welch, I think? Dalton Brown?
Like Dalton Brown coming across from over there. And see Worsta coming back in from over there.
All right, they line up real quick. There's the snap. They try the left side. He gets stood up. No, it's a fake. And he's over here. Nice job by 23. That was Glosser. And the Hawks call another timeout. That's got to be their last one.
I thought they had him stood up there, too, but he must have pitched out here. But Glosser did a nice job of coming up and getting another good hit on him.
Boy, he's been sneaky on that pitch. Good job by the Rocket defense. They were able to take him down. Okay, don't forget tonight's game. Follow the Friday night's lights crew for the locker room show from 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 FM and 106.9 FM. Coaches from area schools will discuss their games and what's coming up next week. That's the locker room show live from 10 to midnight, following the broadcast on 96.7 and 106.9. Friday night lights, all the scores, one station, Friday night lights. And if you want to get a shout-out here on KIIC.3 with Coach Sands and I, 641-660-7764, as I hear a little thunder struck coming across the way on the PA. I didn't know Ed Glenn was flipping the discs over there.
Well, the thunder struck came on as I was checking my Thunderbolt for new scores, but I can't tell if it's updated or not.
Ah, the Thunderbolt app, it's free. And it is quite the gadget for sure. They got the live scores there. We're 12 to nothing with 33 seconds. Here comes the Hawks up the line of scrimmage. They're on the near side hash mark. They've got an I formation left. First guy through. He gets set up at five. And down he goes as the clock continues to run. It'll be fourth down, Coach Sands.
Yeah, we got one more play. We got to stop them. They're the 5 yard line. They do have a chance to get a first down inside the one, but we need a big play here.
There's the snap. He rolls to his left. He's going to pitch over to Sampson and gets strung out, and he gets stopped. And it's a loss on the play. The Rockets hold at the red zone with 7.9 seconds left in the half.
Great pursuit that time to the far side as Dunberger pitched out to Sampson, and there were a whole host of white jerseys over there to keep him from going anywhere once he got to that far sideline.
Over on downs and deep, the Rocket defense has come to play, and they will preserve, let's hope, the 12 to nothing halftime lead here with 7.9 seconds left in the half. Pigsley sends him up to the line. He should just take a knee. There's a snap, and he does take a knee, and that'll do it. We're at a halftime at Sully, Iowa, Linville, Sully, where the Rockets lead 12 and the Hawks 0. What do you think on the first half synopsis?
Tell you what, it was kind of an iffy first quarter. Both teams kind of going back and forth down the field without much action. But the Rockets kind of took control there in the second quarter. Their defense did a nice job of making big stops when they had to, and their offense made some big plays. Big play on the touchdown pass from basically tomorrow off, and then that big turnover deep in their own territory by the defense. Give us some good momentum and a nice 12-0 lead here at halftime.
That is the tail of the tape. Three turnovers for the Hawks, none for the Rockets, and it got to make you feel good here at halftime with a 12-0 lead. Of course, last week we had a 21-7 lead, and we all know how that turned out. In the second half, it was touch and go as the Rockets held off the Trojans in overtime to take a win, 27-21. We'll be back after the halftime. It's 14 minutes on the clock, so we'll be back with you at about 16 or 17 after the hour. You're listening to KIIC.3, all the scores, one station. This is Pat Powers reporting with Jeff Sand. We'll be back in a little bit. And the first one to kick it through is the Adams kid from Eddyville, an eighth grader, was able to drill it through the uprights from about 20 yards. So I don't know what his payday is, but he's gonna collect a little bit here. Both teams are back out on the field with the three-minute mark doing the up and downs. And Coach Sands, we had a nice little break there at halftime. Talked to some of the entourage here, the Rocket faithful that made the trip, and they wanted to know about the end of the first half there with the controversy of the clock.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to figure out what the officials were doing out there. It ended up taking three more seconds off the clock, but it sounded like the PA guy was announcing some stuff over there. They wasn't quite sure what they wanted to do, but maybe something that they shouldn't have been talking about where everybody could hear it.
So first half recap for the Rockets. They started the scoring off in the second quarter at the 3:08 mark left in the quarter. Dylan Pigsley threw a 50-yard pass to Blake Maroff. It was in the air about 25 yards. Maroff was able to make a nice out route. He caught it, turned it upfield to score. The kick by Winkleman was no good, and the Rockets led 6-0. Then the football gods were looking favorably upon the Rockets as the Hawks turned it over deep in their territory on their first play. It was a fumbled pitch. The Rockets were able to jump on it at about the 5-yard line, and at the 2:13 mark, my neighbor Ty Yeager took it in from 5 yards out for the score to make it 12-0. The 2-point conversion try by Cody Brown was no good, and the Rockets led 12-0. And then there was some fireworks here at the end of the half as the Hawks marched down the field about 70 yards, only to come up short on fourth down and not get in the end zone. The Rockets were able to pull them out of the end zone and preserve the score at 12-0. And so we're at about a minute left. Coach Sands, what do you expect to see?
Well, I'm hoping to see offensively our guys keeping it going straight ahead. We've had some success man-to-man up front, and just running the ball straight up the field. And also, I'd like Dylan throwing the ball, maybe just dropping straight back and not doing so much of that roll out to the left. Defensively, I think we need to do a little bit better job of keeping control of Dunsberger and Sampson in that option. They've been doing a pretty good job of running the ball and that option to the outside. And I think we keep up that pass defense. Dunsberger hasn't been hurting us too bad. He's had a couple of completions, but overall I think if we just keep manning up and turning that option inside, we'll be okay.
Unofficially for the Rockets, four first downs in that first half. We only had five possessions, turning the ball over no times, and hold the phone, Coach Sands. No penalties on the Rockets here in the first half. And, yes, I know, I hope I didn't jinx this. On the other side of the ledger, the Hawks had a couple of penalties for 10 yards, and but they had three big turnovers that turned the ball back over to the Rockets. And they had balls six times on possession of their last one ending inside the five, but it was fourth down, and the Rockets held. And I think Coach Keller said, put everything you can on that Samson kid.
Looks like the Sharks and the Jets here, as the cheerleaders are coming together over here on the far side of the track.
Excellent.
Hope there's not a little brawl going on.
Community First Credit Union, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, cfirstyourchoice.com, or like them on Facebook. Remember, they're federally insured by the NCUA. And here's the short, short kick, and that ball is out of bounds, and the Rockets will have it in very, very good field position. And how come they didn't throw a penalty on that? One of the Rockets touched it?
I think there's one laying there. You just can't see it, I don't think.
Okay.
Unless that was somebody's bright yellow shoe.
There is a bright yellow shoe over here on the sideline. Rockets will have it in very, very good position here at about the 35-yard line. So I think it was a design play. I think the Hawks wanted to try to get a little quick onside, even though it might not have been the traditional onside type. They kicked it short, tried to get a coverage on that. Rockets ball here to start the second half from the 35. In motion is Craig Van Dorn. They give it to the outside, and we get about a couple of yard gain on that carry. And that was Glosser, Jaron Glosser, the sophomore from Blakesburg, Iowa. He's a junior now?
He is a junior.
He's a junior. Holy cow. Missed a year. That's right. He is a junior from Blakesburg. Second down and eight. Rockets have a double set split. Backs behind Pigsley. There's the snap. The give to 34. That's Van Dorn. He makes some yardage, and he gets rocked back a little bit there at the 40-yard line. He makes a pass of 41. So gain of a few, and it'll bring up third down and approximately 4 yards. A big down already here at the start of the second half.
Yeah, it'd be a nice play to get some momentum going here in the first half, or the second half, the first drive. 4 or 5 yards to get a first down would be a good thing going.
All right. Pigsley sends Mara far to the left side. There's the snap. He fakes to both guys. Flips it out. It's caught by Mara. He makes one guy miss. The other guy miss, and it is extremely close to the first down. I think he has it, though. He does indeed. The first down of the second half. Good job by Blake.
Yeah, there was Pigsley rolling out to his left again. He must like to roll that way because it seems like that's the way they bring it every time. Pretty nice throw to Blake. Made a good move to get enough yards for the first down.
Who are we to question the integrity of the coaching staff? All right. Rockets with the double pink shoe set on the left side with Larkin and Aaron Gordon. Pigsley, under center he goes. One man behind him, that's Jaeger. They roll to the right. Pigsley cuts it up the field real quick. I think he did it just a skosh too quick there, Coach.
Yeah, I'm not sure he got the right play called. As Coach Keller was going out there on what he wanted him to run. It didn't sound like exactly what Dylan did. But turned it up inside. May have had a little more room if he kept going around the corner, but like you said, we try to get that ball going downfield as quick as we can.
Very, very short gain on that play. Pigsley up to the line again. Jaeger behind. There's the snap. Van Dorn, actually, he gets hit. He's still on his feet. Oh, it's Glosser.
Jaron Glosser.
Nice run by Jaron Glosser. He got hit right at the point of attack and kept his feet going, and he gained a lot of yardage. It's going to be about third and one.
Use those good wrestling skills and that low center of gravity to keep his balance. As it looked like he got knocked off his feet, but was able to get his hand down and keep his feet turning, pick up a few more yards. Going to bring up a real short. They've got 3rd and 3, but it doesn't look that far.
Okay, here they come. Up to the line of scrimmage. Dylan under center. Corey Archer and Jaeger. Blitz looking like coming. Jaeger with the hard hitter, and he gets close to that first down yardage. A nice pop right away by Jaeger, and up the field he went. They're going to have a look on the timeout. We need that favorable foot spot one more time here. Good job by Yeager. First Iowa State Bank, their hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville Blicksburg Rockets.
They didn't even measure. The guy in the white hat said, that's close enough. We're moving the chain.
There we go. He might have a date somewhere later on tonight. He's got to get going. All right, 8:50 with the clock counting here in the third quarter. 12-0 Rockets lead. Higley up to the line of scrimmage. Takes the ball. Runs over the right side. He gets stood up, but then he is able to rock back the defender and get some nice yards on first down.
Yeah, it looked like kind of a few options for Dylan that time. As he went to the right, looked like he was just going to run that hook little belly there, but he kind of stuttered for a little bit like he wanted to pass, but then decided to run it up. And initial contact looked like it was about 2 yards, but he kept his leg turning, spun out for about 5.
I think that the Rocket offensive line has a little bit of a spring in their step here. Nice inside give to Cody Brown. He turns and gets into the secondary. And nice pickup there as well. It's going to be third and short again for the Rockets.
Yeah, nice job by that time by Cody. Turned it up inside. I thought he was going to have a few more yards, but Peyton Scanders did a nice job of grabbing a hold of him and bringing him down just short of the first down yardage.
All right, they say third and two. It looks like third and one from the sideline here. Higley under center, takes it to the right side, turns it up, and he gets rocked back. And I can tell you right now, he didn't make that. Good job by the left side of the defensive line of the Hawks.
Yeah,
he'll bring up fourth and short.
He didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. It looked like they moved it back about a yard.
All right, the ball sits at the 35, though, of the Hawks. And you know Coach Keller, he's going to roll the dice on this one. They might as well. And let's see who wants it more. Higley sends a guy to the left, a guy to the right, two backs behind him. There's the snap. The give to Yeager. He's got the first down and more. Good job by Ty Yeager as he bursts into the secondary for the first down.
Another nice play. Good blocking up front. Created a big hole for Yeager to come off that left side. Like we talked about, that straight ahead running is working well.
Yes. Don't dilly-dally around the sides. The quick hitter goes right up the gut, and Sully is going to call a timeout here early. Well, it's not early. 6:51 in the third quarter, and they want to stem the tide here. Windstream, KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Did what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business accounting rep, directly for the best value and the lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal that KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-880-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Tell them Danielle sent ya. All right, so Sully calls a timeout. They gathered their troops over there on the side. Rockets with some energy. I keep telling you, they got a little spring in their step here as they come off the sideline. Hawks not moving as fast here. First and 10 from the 29-yard line. Higley sends them up, takes the snap. Right up the gut goes Glosser. Nice job with him turning those feet again, Coach Sands.
Yeah, right off the left guard that time. Looked like the one hole there off the left side. Glosser straight ahead. Pretty good opening. He did get into that linebacker and then spun around for a few more yards. Looks like he picked up almost 6.
Great minds think alike. The coaches must be calling the same plays as Coach Sands sees. Straight up the gut. And this is one of the few times the Rocket line can match, if not overpower, the opposing line. All right, here comes Pigsley, talking around a little bit again in the backfield. Takes the snap, gives it to Corey Archer. He dilly-dallies around a little bit, and he's going to get rocked back. Sampson takes him down, and where's the late flag on that one? Last week, that was a late flag.
Yeah, not much happened as they tried to get Archer around that right side. Linville did a nice job of stringing it out. 3 or 4 blue jerseys over there pushed Archer back, lost him almost 5 yards.
He who hesitates is lost. Corey didn't know if he needed to go inside or outside. He tried the outside route, and Sampson was able to corral him. All right, Moff comes over here on the left side. Cody Brown over on the right. Two backs behind Pigsley. On third and eight, there's the snap. Gives it over on the right side. Not much doing. He's still on his feet. And down he goes. It'll be fourth down coming up for the Rockets.
Get a little bit of that back. It looks like they're going to have 4 or 5 yards here on fourth down.
All right. Well, with 5:11, what do you got to lose? I mean, you're deep in Hawk territory. If you turn it down, no big deal. Well, what are you going to call here, Coach Sands?
I think you did a nice job of Jaeger running straight ahead. I don't know why you don't give it to your horse.
All right. Let's see what happens. He's in there. He's the lone back in the set. There's the handoff. Nope, they're going to try the left side. That is
Van Dorn.
Van Dorn was carrying the mail, and he is going to be a little short, and they'll turn it over on downs. But down to the 24-yard line. So they had a nice drive from the 35-yard line to the 24. They give it up on downs, but I'll take that possession.
Yeah, we did a nice job that time. Like I said, we come out with a little energy, doing some good things up there on the front line, doing some straight ahead, running hard. Hopefully our defense can keep up that energy right here.
All right, Hawks take over. They give it to their horse, Sampson, and he gets rocked back immediately. A good job by the interior of the line.
Three or four white jerseys there in the middle of that time. It looks like Jaeger, Archer, maybe Big Worcester.
Yep.
Couldn't tell if there's maybe one more in there, but nice job of filling that up.
No doubt, indeed. Good job, indeed. And you nailed it on the head. Those three led the charge. Second and 10, 4:25 on the clock here in the third. There's the snap. He rolls back, looking, fires it deep downfield, and it's incomplete. Good job. Little worst on the coverage there, number eight for the Rocket.
Yeah, good fake that time by Dunsberg and looked over there to the left side. Looked like he was trying to get the ball to Hofer again. Worcester was over there on the coverage. The ball skipped a little bit short.
All right, third and 10. Here's a chance for the defense to make a stop again. There's the snap. He drops straight back, looking, fires it downfield. Moff is the only one. He can't make the grab. He overthrew his man by about 10 yards. And Maroff is down. I hope he's not cramping up here. Maroff with interception number 4 earlier tonight. And so it's fourth down. Let's see what happens here. Good job by the defense.
Yeah, Blake's not wanting to come off the field. Looks like he came up holding his left calf a little bit. I don't know if he got a little cramp there as he dove for that ball. But Coach Keller pulled him out. Got Van Dorn in there back with, looks like Archer to return this punt.
There's a high floater that's going to bounce at about the 45 of the clock, and the Rockets will have it first and 10 inside Sully territory for this next possession. They can't ask anything better for that. On the second possession, the Rockets will have it indeed at the 46 of Linville Sully. Things cooking the Rockets' way so far, up 12-0, 4:04 on the clock. Here comes the Rockets up the line of scrimmage, and Bigley under center. He takes the snap. He hands it off straight up the gut. Goes Glosser. He's still on his feet, and he's close to the first down yardage there. He's running hard for sure.
Tell you what, straight ahead, Glosser got his shoulder squared. Looked like initial contact is about 2 or 3 yards down the field. He just kept driving, and they're going to give him that full 10 yards. They're moving the chain.
Fourth, first down in the second half. That matches the unofficial total in the first half. Luke Welch bent over here on the sideline. I hope he's not dinged up. Pigsley under center. Jaeger behind him. In motion is Archer. They give to neighbor Jaeger. He is running hard, and he gets a 19 on first down. Guess what the doctor ordered there, Coach Sand?
Yeah, they took Archer in motion there. They snapped the ball. He cut up inside the block for Jaeger. Archer got a decent block, but then Jaeger kind of ran into the back of him. But it was good for
on the Linville-Sully side. And I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I can't tell. They're pointing in different directions, but I'm not sure what's happening. Okay, there's the play clock going 3:20 now in the third. Rockets with the lead, 12-0. And Jensen splits to the right side. Cody Brown in the split back position on the left. There's the stamp. First guy fumble. Ball is loose. It's still loose on the ground. And who knows? Rockets are pointing, and we might have got a decent yard gainage on that fumble.
Hey, we got a big break. Cody Brown was able to come out of there with that ball. Looked like there were a couple blue jerseys right on top of it. First time I saw it.
That's the first mishap of the ball game for the Rockets, and it kind of helps us out. It's in the benefit. Third down and about three. Make it two from my vantage point. Pigsley under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to Yeager. He's running hard. He's close to that first down yardage marker. And finally, the Hawk defense is starting to brace up a little bit. But you know what that means. Oh, there's a penalty flag late, very late. Not sure. Oh, they're pointing against the blue team.
Oh, looks like number 13, maybe that's Dunsberger.
If they kick him out, let's see what happens.
Oh,
here.
Unsportsmanlike
against the Hawks. That'll help the Rockets out. Get them closer to that touchdown line there, Coach Sands, as we make our way. Mark that yardage off there, young man. There's 5. There's 10. And there is 15 yards indeed. 1st and 10 via the penalty. And that'll help out the Rockets.
12 or 13 yard line, looks like.
Okay, here comes the Rockets. 1st and 10 from the 12-yard line. One man behind. First man through is Glosser. Nice job of cutting it back, and he got some extra yardage there. 71 with a nice block to lead the way.
Is that Luke Welch back in the game? No, Jace Riley.
Nice job, Jace. Way to go. And now we got another timeout, and we got a timeout to the Hawks. That's their second one. Linville Sully with the second timeout in the half. Midwest Assisted Living, as we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment that combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home life setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs, while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved ones. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits of assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. And we're happy to have them as us. Sponsor of Rocket Football here on KIIC.3. This is the second game of the season. Rockets with the OT win against Pleasantville last night, and they are sitting fine, sitting in the high chair here in the end of the third quarter, just about with a 12-0 lead with a 1:54 on the clock. Coach Sands, this is much more enjoyable to watch than last week.
That it is, even though at this point we're still up 20-7 last week. This 12-0, getting ready to punch it in here in the third quarter. It's a lot cleaner ball game, a lot more fun to watch. And it's a really nice night.
I love the nice night indeed. Pigsley brings him up to the line. He has Archer in motion. There's the pitch to Archer over on the right side. He tries to get over on the right side now. He turns the corner, but he's taken down by Sampson. Nice job by him to pursue that play and string it out.
Hard to see on that far side, but it looks like you got to be close. Oh, it looks like they're motioning for a first down over there.
Well, we'll take it. Another first down. That gives them 6 unofficially in the second half. All right. 1st and goal from the 4. Rockets smelling the end zone. Let's see what happens here. We got the Glosser in there. They're kind of asking the referee how much time is left on the clock, I think. Pigsley, under center, takes a snap. He rolls to his right, tries to run it in, and he got stood up right at about the end zone. Did some dancing around a little bit instead of putting his nose up in there and taking it as far as he can.
Well, this guy's still standing about the 3-yard line, so he must not be as close as it looks.
All right. Blake Glenn sending in the signals here. Rockets, second and 3, a buck 18 on the clock. Let's get him into the end zone. Pigsley turns around and asks again for the snap count. Archer in motion. They give it to Yeager. He tries the right side, and he is very close. He's in. Ty Yeager.
Oh, he was just holding up one hand.
Oh. It looked like he was in for the score from here.
That's
got it.
That's the Australian rules football when they put the one hand for the score. You got to look for both of them.
Well, I wanted Ty to get his second score of the night so bad. Ty gets to smell it. Yeager comes out. Glosser comes in. Guess where they're going? I know they're going to go right up the gut. There goes. Oh, they're pushing it. They're pushing the pile. No signal yet. No signal yet. And they finally blow the whistle, and they're going to uncover them. Where are they at, guys? Where's the ball? Touchdown, Rockets! Touchdown, Rockets! I'm not sure who carried the mail, but they got it in.
I'm not sure the officials knew who was carrying the mail out there. They couldn't see much of anything. It took about 30 seconds to uncover all that action out there.
1-yard run. I think I'll give it to Pigsley.
I think he had the ball. There were about 3 guys behind him pushing him.
He had the ball last, as far as I could tell. And the Rockets will take the lead, 18-0 here in the third quarter. All right, Wirsta looks like he's going to call the signal on this 2-point play. Yeager comes in kind of late. Let's see what happens. They're probably going to go for 2, get it up to 20-0. They break the huddle. Cody Brown goes to the right. Over to the left goes Maroff. Backs are split behind the quarterback, Wirsta. He takes the snap, gives it to Yeager, and he walks in for the 2-point. Good job by Ty Yeager.
Big hole that time on the left side for Yeager to get in there to the end zone. Nice job blocking up front. Good hard run by Yeager. And a nice snap reception and handoff by Brett Wirsta.
Wirsta indeed. Come on for the PAT. And I'll tell you what, just like you said earlier, Coach Sam, it is so much nicer to watch this ball game because it has not been filled and mired in penalties and silly mistakes. Good job by the Rockets as they go up 20-0. Community First Credit Union, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is there to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at cfirstyourvoice.com or like them on Facebook. They are federally insured by the NCUA. And I'll tell you what, the Rocket faithful that made the trip up to Sully, they couldn't be a happier bunch as we go into the end of the third quarter, 20-0. And Louis Winkleman is just about ready to tee it up. The Hawks are still over there on the sideline. They haven't even broke camp. And let's see what their demeanor is as they come onto the field. Now they got a little bit of a spring in their step as they come to field this kick. All right. We talk about momentum in this game of football. The Rockets have it. Let's see if they can keep it. What got any scores there, Coach Hand?
Yeah, Albie is up 26-0 over Centerville in the second quarter. Twin Cedars up 30-7 over Wayne in the third quarter. Fairfield leads Davis County 14-0 in the second quarter. Sigourney Kyoto now up 21-6 over Pekin in the fourth quarter.
Wow. Some action going on there at the backyard brawl.
Grinnell leads Oskaloosa 27-19 in the second quarter. And PCM Monroe up 33-0 over Pella Christian in the second quarter.
Oh, my, that's a big one. All right. Louis Winkleman with that kick. It was not fielded cleanly by the Hawks. He fumbled it, and they were able to cover it up, but they're at the 35-yard line of Lindell Sully as Dinsbergen brings them up to the line. They got a new back in the backfield. There's the snap, a quick pass over on the left side, and it's incomplete. They've got a new quarterback, Coach Sand. Number two, Noah Engel, the freshman there, throwing the freshman out there to the Wolves. Let's see what happens. You know that he's got to have a little butterfly action going on.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. I think that was Dunsberger that got that unsportsmanlike conduct when Lindell Sully was out there on defense. I'm not sure if that had anything to do with it. Maybe there's not much happening on offense or trying to get a little spark going.
No, that might be a good call. There's the snap. He gives it to his first man. Up. There's a ball on the ground. And Marcus Allen. Marcus Allen. A good job on the defense. And they are able to take the ball and get that to fumble recovery.
Yeah, another big momentum shift there. Only 12 seconds have run off the clock since Lindell Sully took over. The Rockets have another turnover.
Me, oh my. I tell you what, it's nice to be on the good side of those four turnovers for the Hawks, and that has come back to haunt them big time. Pigsley takes them up to the line of scrimmage. All right, let's see what happens here. Is that Dunwoody, 57? Let's see.
I believe so.
All right, there's the snap. Gives it to the second guy, Glosser. He's on his feet into the secondary. A nice job by the defense. At the end of the third quarter, the Rockets lead 20-0. And I'll tell you what, Coach Stan, it really makes you appreciate what they've done this week compared to last week.
Yeah, you called it, Pat. Just as we came out of that halftime, there wasn't a whole lot of energy in that first half, even though we were up 12-0. That first drive, you could just see that energy on the offensive side, driving it down there. Even though we didn't score in that first drive, taking control and getting some energy back, and the defense carried it over as well.
All right, the end of the third quarter, Rockets lead 20-0. Ruffler Dirtworks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Let them get your next project done. Ruffler Dirtworks is behind the Rockets for a win tonight. And I'll tell you what, the Rockets faithful that made the trip up to Sully couldn't be a happier bunch enjoying tonight's festivities. Like I said, last week was kind of a holy moly, how did that happen? But this, Coach Keller had him on tune and on point from the get-go. I think running those sandhills because they had so many penalties may have been a motivator.
I think maybe the coach got his point across. Kids kind of starting to figure it out a little bit. Breeze is starting to kick up a little bit, too.
I swear to goodness gracious. Ed Glenn's up there flipping the DJ. That's some nice tunes they've been putting out over there on the PA. All right, Worsta brings them up to the line, which is about the 30-yard line. There's the snap to give to the running back right up the gut. He's still on his feet. He's past the first down yarder. That's Glosser, Jaron Glosser, the junior out of Blakesburg, Iowa.
Tell you what, those guys are running hard tonight. Glosser, Jaeger, and Archer, all of them running right up hard in the middle. That time Glosser got into the secondary before he even got touched and then kept his legs driving down inside the 20.
You got to love that effort. Keep those legs moving. They did it great. Great job. First and 10. The ball sits at the 19. They're inside the red zone. Rockets lead 20-0 here in the fourth quarter. Pigsley brings them up to the line. Takes the snap. Hands it off again. And it must have been neighbor Jaeger. And they finally have stopped the play. The Hawks finally jammed it up in the middle.
Yeah, not much blocking up front that time. Jaeger didn't really have any place to go. There were about three blue jerseys on top of him just as soon as he got to the line of scrimmage.
But I'll tell you what, it took the Hawks a whole quarter to figure it out that the Rockets offense was going to be running up the gut.
Maybe they tuned in to Thunder Country KIIC number 3.
And quite possibly they got that Thunderbolt app on their smartphone. I'll tell you what, you get all the local scores, we can check that scorecard really, really easy. Pigsley takes the ball, rolls out to his right, looking, and he fires it in, intended for Jensen. And Jensen didn't get his shortstop skills too good because he let that go right through the wicket.
Yeah, didn't even field that one off the hop, but made a pretty good diving effort there. Pigsley kind of rolled out here to this near side and couldn't make up his mind, kept holding on to the ball for a long time, but maybe did the best thing and just kind of threw it in the ground where nobody could get to it.
Okay, Brett Worsted in there for Pigsley. Not sure what's happening. The Rockets have got a trainer coming over from the other side. Pigsley was kind of holding his wing there when he was down on the ground, and yeah, they're taking the shoulder pads off Dylan right now. Worsted takes a snap, gives it to the first guy, that's Jaeger, and there was a jailbreak on the Hawks' part as they past hours back on KIIC, our Wi-Fi just went down, and consequently, we lost power. We're back up on smartphone at 8:37. There's a stoppage of play, and we're going to have to fly solo here the rest of the way. There's a penalty marker on the play. It looked like there was some extracurricular activity going on at the end of that play. Dunsbergen got knocked down, and he just got held back up. We'll see what that penalty is. The Rockets are walking in the wrong direction. So that might have been the first penalty on the Rockets tonight, as we are live from Sully, Iowa, but we're on the smartphone giving you the call here on KIIC.3. Jeff Sands with us, and we're going to have to call it an evening on the play-by-play with each other. And the Rockets, that's their first miscue on the evening. They had a great game going on. That's the first penalty of the evening, and kind of a costly one, as it's going to cost us 15 yards of penalty yardage here. Hawks had the ball. They pitch it to their running back. The ball is loose, and he barely got back on it. 4 yards with a big hit, and the Hawks were able to fall back on it. A huge loss on that particular play. It looks like about a loss of 15. They'll be bringing it back. Actually, they bring it to 10, second and 20. Coming up for the Hawks, 7:58 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Rockets lead 20-0. There's the snap. He's looking to throw. Fires it short. And it's intercepted. It's intercepted. Looks like Corey Archer with the INT. And they do indeed turn it over. That's turnover number 5 on the evening. And a big, big, big play by the Rocket defense again. Good job by the Rockets. All right. Rockets are starting to put in some of the younger kids. We're not going to be able to give you some information on that. Thank you, Coach Sands. He gives me the program. We got new kids in here. I want to make sure I get them called. Number 48, that was going to be going in Bryce Wersta, the twin tandem with Brother Brett, who's running the plays at the quarterback position. Wersta does come out now. Pickley goes back in, so he must be feeling a little bit better. 20-0, 7:21 on the clock here as the Rockets have the ball at the 44-yard line after that turnover interception. Number 5 on the evening for the Hawks. Now the Rockets put it on the ground. It's picked up by a Hawk, and he just about had the scoop and score. A good tackle by Corey Archer stops that. Number 14, Peyton Hawk for the Hawks was able to get that, and the Rockets turned right back over after a couple of plays. At the 49-yard line, the Hawks will have it 7:04 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Dalton Brown comes in. The Rockets with that 3-4 flex defense. Dalton Brown, the nose guy, looks like 57, Casey Dunwoody on one side of him, and then number 71, that's Jace Riley on the other, on the line. There's the snap, the give. Good job by Dunwoody. He just about had him in the backfield. Good job by the Rocket defense, for sure. Dahl was the runner. That'll bring up 2nd and 10. No gain on the play. 20-0. Rockets lead here in the fourth quarter. Hawks come up to the line. Take a look. There's the snap. The pitch coming over here on the left side. He's got some running room. Puts his head down.
gang tackled by the Rock is Dalton Brown on that number 8 Worcester, and the Maroff came up from his safety spot. He's kind of flexing his arm a little bit, too, on that hit. Third down and about 3 coming up for Linville Sully. 6:10 on the clock and counting as they get closer to that first down yardage. Rockets lead 20-0. 6 minutes even from Sully, Iowa. There's the snap. The give to the first guy coming through, and he gets the first down yardage. Dahl, the runner, and with the tackle chance, worse than Dalton Brown. But a little bit of a surge there by the Hawk line gives them a first down at about the 37-yard line. Rockets lead 20-0. We got a timeout here. And we're giving you all the action via the smartphone. The Rockets lead 20-0 here in the fourth quarter. First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets. And also, talk to Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that includes free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value and lowest price, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal that KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will even come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. All right, out of the timeout, here comes the Hawks. First and 10 from the 37. There's a snap, the give. And Dahl is running on the right side, and he's finally brought down. Gain of a little bit on first down, 5:30 on the clock, 20-0. Rockets lead here in the second game of the 2013 season. We got face masking against the Rockets. Face masking. And they're going to mark off a few yards here at the end of the run. All right. It's a 5-yard variety. So it's going to be enough for the first down. And first downs have been hard to come by for the Hawks tonight. Rockets have been in command from the second quarter on. Hawks up to the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. The pitch over here on the left side. He's got some running room and literally gets back to the line of scrimmage. Good job by the Rocket defense. Jaeger on the stop as well as Gage Gardner. Good job by Gardner going out for football here this year. His senior campaign, 4:50 on the clock. 2nd and 10 for the Hawks. There's the snap by Dunford. He throws it over on the right side very quickly. And a good job. Oh, they had him wrapped up, but he got away. I thought maybe that they had him stopped in the backfield, but he was able to spin out of there. Number 14, Peyton Hawk. And he gained some yardage there on second down. He'll bring up 3rd and about 4 for Linville Sully. All right. The Hawks up to the line of scrimmage very, 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 very quickly. There's the snap. The give to the running back over on this left side. And he gets a first down yardage achieved for the Hawks. The clock continues to click at 4 minutes, and they do indeed stop the clock, move the chains as the ball sits at the 15-yard line. Rockets lead 20-0. They'd like to get the shutout here. Hawks up to the line. There's the snap, the give, and nice stop by number 73, he stood him up at the line of scrimmage. That was Andrew Larkin, but he got out of the grasp and turned it upfield to gain a few yards to about the 10-yard line, where it'll be 2nd and about 5. Andrew Larkin with some great penetration there. Couldn't quite get the job done. Clock at 3:23 and counting. Hawks up to the line of scrimmage. Dunsbergen looks to his right, takes the snap, runs to his left, pitches, the ball is on the ground, and it's picked up by the Hawks right at the 18-yard line. A big misplay by the Hawks keeps the clock running, and they lose valuable yardage back to about the 18. Third down coming up for Linville Sully. Coach Keller sending in the signals. 20-0 lead here in the waning minutes of the fourth quarter. 2:48 on the clock. Hawks not running up to the line of scrimmage like they used to. All right. Here comes the I formation for Sully. There's the snap. He'll roll out to the right. He's under pressure. Fires it deep into the end zone. And incomplete. He overshot his man by a huge distance. Good defensive work over there by the cornerback, Marhoff. That stops the clock at 2:30 left in the fourth quarter. Beautiful football evening tonight. A little bit of a breeze straight out of the west. Good team effort by the Rockets indeed tonight. 20-0. Rockets lead. Hawks coming up the line of scrimmage. All right. Dunsbergen sets his troops. I formation. Pitch to the right side. He's going to try a pass. He's got a man out there. He makes the grab for the touchdown. A good job by the Hawks with 2:22 on the clock. They get on the board 20-6. The Rockets had him bottled up just about, but he let go with the pass, and he was able to have a halfback pass that made it into the end zone, a heck of a strike, and the Hawks get on the board with 2:22 left in this contest. All right, Linville Sully going for two, it appears, as Dunsbergen gets the play in from the sideline. All right. They'll line up, I right, two men behind him, two guys off to the side. Now they kind of shift the back, so there's three guys in the backfield. There's the snap. They give it to the second guy. He gets hit once. He tries the left side, and he's in for the two-point score. 20-8 goes the score at the 2:22 mark, and that's not what you want to see to close out the ball game. All right. Rockets are going to have to get this onside kick, and then they're going to have to run out the clock to preserve this game here at Sully, Iowa, the second game of the season, the 2013 season, and the Rockets will be at home next week for their home opener as Ike Ryan Field will be the site. The Cardinal Comets will be coming in to visit. Last year, the Rockets were able to get the services back of the senior at the time, Drake Menuez, and he was able to electrify the crowd and the team and put on some quite a few punt returns that were electric and fascinating to watch. In his return from a two-game suspension, the Rockets were able to pull out the victory after they stumbled a little bit in the first half. They will meet the Comets on the home field. That'll be next Friday night, September 13th. Right here, you'll be listening to Jeff Sands and Pat Powers on KIIC.3. 2:22 on the clock. Rockets are out there with their hands team. They got everybody up tight, up close, and the Hawks are already overloading for the onside kick over on this near side. Let's see what happens. Coach Keller giving instructions. Here comes the snap, the kick, and it's a bouncer. That is picked up by Jensen. A good job by Kevin Jensen, the good hands club. He is able to corral that onside kick. Perfect read, and it was a nice high bounce, and he was able to pounce on it. Good job by Kevin Jensen out of Lakesburg, Iowa. And 1 second went off the clock, if you can believe that. 2:21, and let's see how the Rockets can do it. You know good and well they're going to keep it on the ground. All right. The They break the huddle, go up to the line. Pigsley under center. Neighbor Yeager behind him. There's the snap. They give to Yeager. He's got some running room. Good job by Ty as he was able to get past the point of attack. Neighbor Yeager has been carrying the mail tonight for the Rockets, and the clock will continue to tick at the 2:08 mark. Good job by the offensive unit. All right. 20-8 is the score. Rockets lead. And Coach Keller is telling them to slow down a little bit on getting up to the line of scrimmage. They want to run as much clock as possible. A 1:45 now. Pigsley under center, takes the snap, moves to his left, keeps it on the ground, and he gets met by the interior of the Hawk defense. And that's what you want to try, is just to grind it out. That'll bring up third down and about 5 for the Rockets. They definitely want to make a first down on this possession here. Okay. They are indeed watching the clock. Assistant coach Michael Pilcher looking at his wristwatch, counting down the seconds to tell him when to play the clock. Snap the ball at a certain time. Pigsley brings him up, tells him to get going. There's a timeout. The Rockets are missing somebody in the backfield on that particular play. So with a buck, whoa, we got under a minute, 57 seconds left. The Rockets will take a timeout here with the score 20-8. We want to thank all of our sponsors for helping out tonight. Windstream, of course, Loeffler Dirtworks, and don't forget First Iowa State Bank. And they've been all good sponsors for us. Bring you the action on KIIC.3. Just saying, Pat Powers, we got a little bit of a technical difficulty. Our Wi-Fi battery went down on us. We don't have a plug-in because they didn't have any room in the press box, so consequently we had to do with the battery, and it didn't quite make it through the entire ball game. I plugged it in and powered it up, charged it up, but it wasn't enough. And we'll have to suffer on the smartphone. Here comes the Rockets with Pigsley. Underneath center, flips coming. There's the snap. They give it to Yeager on the left side, and he is not going to get the first down. And there is a quick whistle, and they're going to call timeout. Linville Sully will. There'll be fourth down coming up. 52 ticks left on the clock. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Coach Keller will go for this on fourth down. And he did. Well, let's see what happens. They're pointing against Lindell Sully. There might have been a penalty flag on that play after the whistle blow. That will seal the deal if that's the case, as the Rockets will get a free first down. There goes the yardage. There's 5. There's 10. There's 15. It is indeed unsportsmanlike conduct against Sully. That was a huge penalty as they had him stopped, but yet that'll give him a first down. 52 seconds are on the clock, and the Rockets will indeed roll out the clock. There's the whine, and the Rockets will just hike it and take a knee. That was Pigsley, and you could not ask for a better job by the Rockets. One penalty flag against the Rockets compared to 21 last night in that home season opener against Pleasantville. They had 21 penalties, and lo and behold, with 27 seconds left, they'll snap it now. Pigsley, go ahead, take that snap, run out the clock. There's the snap in the knee, and there is the final play that the Rockets will have to run. And the Rockets will move to 2 wins and no losses on this season. And they will be coming home to Ike Ryan Field next week, undefeated, as they'll take on the Cardinal Comet in the home opener. And it is nice to have a W in the books for the Rockets, 20-8. The scoring went like this. The Rockets opened it up in the second quarter. A 50-yard pass from Pigsley to Moss. The kick was no good, and the Rockets led 6-0. Also in the on a 5-yard run at the 2:13 mark. The 2-point conversion was no good, and the score was 20-12. And then in the third quarter, Dylan Pigsley had a 1-yard plunge with 17 seconds left in the third quarter to make it 20-0, as the 2-point conversion was good, as Ty Yeager took it across the goal line. And then late in the game, Linville Sully Hawk scored on a pass play, a flea flicker of sorts, as the tailback running back threw it into the end zone, and the 2-point conversion was good to make the final score 20-8. And Coach Sands and I talked earlier how nice it was to watch a ball game without any penalties or a large amount of penalties. It was all the difference in the world, as the Rockets took advantage of 5 turnovers that the Hawks gave. It was a fantastic ball game from this perspective. Rockets win 20-8. This is Pat Powers for Jeff Sands, bidding you a so long and good night, and we will talk to you next week from Ike Ryan Field as the Rockets take on the Comets from Cardinal, Iowa.